Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For the first time in their history, a baby okapi was born at the Sacramento Zoo. The zoo revealed the name of their new bundle of joy over the weekend, and visitors got their first look at baby Moki. But this cute little relative of the giraffe is not the only recent addition to the zoo. The Sacramento Zoological Society appointed Dan Simon as their new CEO at the tail end of last year. He takes over the reins of the zoo as it looks to start a new chapter in its nearly 100-year existence. After plans to build a new zoo in Elk Grove fell through last year, the Sac Zoo is looking to expand its footprint in Sacramento's Land Park neighborhood. And after a solid month on the job now, new Sac Zoo CEO Dan Simon joins us to talk about the future. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
All right. Question on everyone's mind. How is baby Moki doing?
Baby Moki is doing fantastic. He's there with his parents, Malimo and Kavuli, which is kind of where Moki got its name. But the public had a great time voting on the new name. And there was a good turnout for the unveiling yesterday. And everybody's doing great.
What is an okapi, exactly? I know it's a relative of a giraffe.
You're right. It's a closest relative is the giraffe. However, it's got these stripes on its legs that make you want to think it's a relative of the zebra, but it's not. It's a forest dweller from the Congo area of Africa, very elusive in the wild. It's an endangered animal, being pressured by some of the habitat, things like mining for precious metals and things like that. So there aren't a lot in zoos, but we have a pair that when we are lucky to have Moki now. So we're contributing to that assurance populations in zoos. And they've got that great long prehensile tongue. So they wrap it around branches and they feed on fruit and leaves. And that's their main diet.
Okay, now we're going to move on to you, Dan, because you're new to the Sacramento Zoo. I mean, you have many years of experience in zoo leadership across the country. What drew you to the Sacramento Zoo?
You know, I really thought, number one, the community was really great. I think it's a community that really loves their zoo, and they want to have a zoo. They want to have a great zoo. And if you look around the country, all great cities have great zoos. And I think the community wants that. So I felt a great deal of support from the community, a great deal of appreciation for a really great staff at the Sacramento Zoo. And also the opportunity for some really great potential, right? Zoos are constantly evolving and changing, and the Sacramento Zoo is no exception to that. We'll be looking at, always evolving new exhibits on the site and what possibilities might hold for expansion in the future.
And as I mentioned earlier, last year, around April, the Sacramento Zoological Society decided not to move forward with its plans to build a new zoo in Elk Grove. I mean, we had segments on Insight with the mayor of Elk Grove, with the renderings of what this would look like. Now, obviously, these decisions were made before you arrived as the new CEO, but how have you come to understand why the plans fell through?
I think, over time the plans evolved and cost estimates were updated. And so in order to, keep it as a feasible project, it's my understanding that, looking at the escalating costs and what would be able to be built and the associated debt that would have to be acquired to really do all that, building a zoo from scratch is expensive, proposition. So I think as that new information came to light, it was clear that it probably just didn't make as much sense, from an expansion standpoint to really start fresh on a new site. And so the attention turned to really, trying to make it work on that land park site in mm-hmm. Sacramento.
And an expansion is planned as well for this footprint in land park. But if you've been to the land park area, I mean, it already seems, pretty tight, when you have land park, you have Fairy Tale Town, of course, you have the zoo. What kind of expansion are you hoping for the Sacramento Zoo?
Yeah, we're still working through that with the city. It's not a finalized thing yet. But over the next few months, we hope to really dig into that with the city. There are some adjacent parcels that have been identified as potential expansion, and so we're going to look in more detail at those sites. We're going to think about, you know, what we could do on those sites that would alleviate some of the pressure, because it is a small, you know, it's 14.6 acres right now, and by city zoo standards across the country, no matter how you look at it, that's a very small site. And it's been that size for a long time, and over time, you know, the requirements for animal habitats increase and things like that. So more visitors are coming to the zoo, so it takes extra space to accommodate more visitors. So there's just a lot of pressure on that small site. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to look at how those adjacent parcels could potentially alleviate some of that pressure on that site and allow for some, you know, expansion of exhibits and you know, even if we could potentially get some new animals, we'll look at that as well.
What is the timeline for that? I know you're in the very, very initial early stages.
Yeah. We would hope that, you know, something is finalized probably in the next 4 to 6 months on that. Yeah. So we're going to start very soon, kind of on a series of meetings with the city and really identify the things that, you know, we need to dig into, the questions that need to be answered, the interested parties that we need to coordinate with to try to really dig in and do our due diligence on those parcels and make sure we've got a good informed decision going forward.
Are there other zoos across the country, maybe across California, that you draw inspiration from? That you're like, hey, like we can take some of the good from this and apply it to Sacramento.
Oh, yes. I think one of my favorite things to do is look at zoos, right?
Shopping.
That's right. Whenever there's a conference in a city, we're always going to the zoo, and I'm always looking for what other zoos within two hours that I can go see. There's a lot of great ideas out there and a lot of great projects, a lot of great exhibits that I think as AZA is sort of the accreditation body we have as AZA community, we really look at each other and we share ideas. And you'll hear about a great exhibit or a great idea that's happened. So there's a lot of good examples out there of zoos that have really gone through, you know, this kind of transformation and built new exhibits. I've been able to do that in my past, so I look at some of those places as well. And, you know, you hear about somebody that's built a really great, you know, Okapi exhibit, for example. And so we're always looking at that and learning from that.
So you've been to so many zoos. Do you have a favorite animal?
I get that question every once in a while.
I'm sure you do.
And so I have to be careful because my staff asked me and I named that I really like giraffes. And so the folks that work with Hoofstock really were cheering about that. And the other one went, oh, so it's kind of like picking your favorite
yes,
child, probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no favoritism.
That's right. That's right. But in my last position at Fossil Rim Wildlife Center in Texas, we were a large landscape and we had about a dozen giraffes and about 4 babies a year. And if you've ever seen giraffe run, they're able to do that there, and they kind of look like they're gliding through air. And so I've become pretty partial to giraffes.
Yeah, that's a pretty incredible sight.
Yeah.
We only have about 30 seconds or so left, but, you know, I teed it up. Sac Zoo opened in Land Park June 2nd, 1927. So that means we're almost a year away from the zoo's 100-year anniversary. Have you all been talking about what kind of celebrations are in the works that the public can enjoy?
Absolutely. We are having those discussions right now, planning for that. So we're going to have no details to share yet, but yes, we're going to plan on celebrating next year, and it'll probably be a series of things throughout the year to really call attention to the fact that, yes, we've been in Land Park for 100 years, and we've got a lot to celebrate and hopefully a lot of celebrations going forward.
Mm. So. Well, Dan, welcome to Sacramento.
Thank you. I'm really liking my time here and really settling in well.
Dan Simon is the new CEO of the Sacramento Zoo, talking about the zoo's future as it looks to expand its location in Land Park. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.